producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about some of the goings on in Iraq and Syria, the persecution of the rapidly dwindling population of that area of the world. The matter is of great concern, really, to anybody who's a Christian, but beyond that, anybody who's concerned about the expansion of Islam all over again, as if we never got out of the 8th century. This is a pretty serious matter. To help give some light to this subject, which normally isn't given much light, I have with me as a guest Robert DeColaita, who is very active in the defense of the Assyrian Christian population in that part of the world. StandWithRobert.com is a website. Also, you can find Stand With Robert on Facebook. Robert, thanks so much for being with us today. I really appreciate what you've been doing to speak up for your persecuted fellow countrymen and fellow believers.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you have paid attention to it, and as many others have, and we wish that more people would pay attention to this issue. It's important.
It certainly is, not only because of the particular suffering of the particular group of people, but frankly, I'm somewhat alarmed that there is a general ho-hum attitude facing not just the plight of the Assyrian Christians, but of many persecuted peoples around the world. It's as if insular America has just dug itself in and devil take the hindmost. And hopefully our discussion today can help bring some light to this subject, which really needs to be brought out and discussed.
Right, and I think that what we have to appreciate and take notice of is the fact that not only are the Assyrian Christians the last remnant of the Aramaic-speaking people, the language that Jesus spoke, in this area being wiped out, but their heritage is as well. Last week, a monastery that's 600 years old, the St. Elijah Monastery, which is in next to the city, ancient city of Nineveh, was completely destroyed. This monastery had hundreds of monks living in it. Later in the First World War, it served as a center for refugee Christian people who were escaping Ottoman persecution, Ottoman massacres, and then later became a place with its roof off, became a place where American soldiers were praying. And there are some very nice photographs showing people holding candles and praying in this very ancient and revered shrine. And this is now gone, completely obliterated from the map. And I guess what I'm saying is that the entire world is suffering a destruction of a heritage. These are very important artifacts for all of humanity, not just for Eastern Christians, but for all of humanity, and we're losing them. And it's a very sad situation that, unfortunately, we're not paying much attention. In fact, the very disturbing fact is that our people today are pleading with Washington to recognize that ISIS has engaged in what could be termed genocide of the Christian minority. Still, our government has not recognized it, that the destruction of the Christians in Syria and Iraq constitute genocide, which is exactly what it is, at the hands of ISIS and other fundamentalist groups. Unfortunately, we have not recognized this fact. Yes, we are engaged somewhat militarily, but I think the effort is not a very serious one, unfortunately, and it's come to the point where the Assyrian Christians have suffered obliteration, really, the destruction of their culture and heritage at the hands of Islamic fundamentalists in the name of, you know, what Iraq has become a democratic experiment, if you will, and under the name of democracy, we as a people have virtually disappeared.
Well, that same democratic experiment resulted in Morsi being elected in Egypt, and had it not been for some pro-American generals, after about a year of his tyranny, Egypt probably would be a major source of terror and export of trouble right now. And the pity is, I guess, there were no American-trained generals that were able to step in and say, okay, enough, in Iraq and in Syria. And instead, the bloodletting has just continued. Chaos is swirling about the country. And the only news we hear from those two countries is going from bad to worse.
Right, exactly. You know, it's the entire Middle East. The failure here was what was termed the Arab Spring. That was the latest episode. And, of course, the growth of a group named ISIS. And of course, it did not grow in a vacuum. This group had roots elsewhere and had connections elsewhere. It's part of a resentment on the part of the Sunnis being ruled by Shiites. And unfortunately, not our government or any Western government took cognizance of the fact that there were Christians and Yazidis and other minorities who did not have violent veto power in Iraq, like the Shiites and the Sunnis and the Kurds, and have been swept up and destroyed. And, you know, Syria, the rallying call in Syria was among the largely Sunni majority in Syria was Alawites to the grave and the Christians to Beirut, which means that they wanted to expel all Christians from Syria and wanted the Alawites, which is a minority Shiite-like sect, to the grave, wanted to completely destroy them.
They and happen to be the ruling from which the ruling family comes.
That's right. Although today they are relegated to one part of Syria, and the Russians are supporting them in the name of the Syrian state. However, whether they're going to last as a ruling power over all of Syria remains to be seen. Certainly, the U.S. government, along with its coalition, has taken the position that Assad should not remain in power. Of course, the problem with that is that if Assad collapses and the Alawites collapse, you're going to see major, major massacres against the Alawites now, who number about 3 million people in Syria, and that's going to be another major catastrophe.
It seems that our government has a touch for this, that we got rid of the dictatorship in Egypt, and in came a really dreadful Muslim extremist tyranny against our State Department's wishes. The military was able to push back in Egypt, but it doesn't seem as if there are the kind of groups with the kind of power that the Egyptian military had. And so once you get rid of the reigning dictator, Iraq, Syria, perhaps other places as well, then it's Katie bar the door, and it looks like there's really no stabilizing influence capable of smoothing things out.
That's right. That's the problem in Libya today. You know, with Gaddafi gone, you have various splinter groups. I don't know if your listeners have seen this video that has circulated of one of these groups basically destroying Christian and Jewish graves in one of the cemeteries, which where actually the British helped to free the Libyans from the Axis powers. And it's sad to see today Libyans destroying these graves and taking off the cross.
Let's return to that when we get back talking with Robert DeColaida, the mess in the Middle East, and we'll give out his web address and other information. Don't go away.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Robert DeColaida. He has been very active for many years in the Syrian Christian community here in the United States, trying to bring aid to his fellow co-religionists. in the Middle East, primarily Syria and Iraq. StandWithRobert.com and also a web address, StandWithRobert, the same. Get information and also can send some help. It's set up to receive donations. I've sent a small one myself a little bit ago, but this is really probably a lot of this could have been avoided, but the United States seems to be, under its present management, on a mission to destroy the established order in the Middle East, declaring them to be persona non grata, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. And it seems to me, Robert, that the Obama administration not only has gotten it wrong repeatedly, but has no willingness to learn how to get it right.
It seems that way. I think that our policies are not making any sense even to the people in the area. Is it an encouragement of chaotic conditions? Is it an attempt to do something? I mean, it's not really clear what it is that we're trying to do. Unlike the Russians, who seem to know what they're doing, they're supporting a regime and wanted to remain in power. We kind of are vacillating, at times appearing, at times disappearing from the scene, and not really clear as to what it is that we wish to do. I don't know, to be honest with you, and I've been involved in advocating for the rights of Christians and other minorities, other vulnerable minorities in the Middle East, as a human rights lawyer for more than 20 years. And I frankly have been very confused as to, now there are, deeper and more layered reasons for us to be involved in, for example, causing the collapse of certain regimes, like dictatorial regimes like Syria and Iraq and others. But clearly we have to be aware of the fallout. I mean, when we encouraged the fall of Saddam, we should have known that Iran would take a much more prominent role. And in fact, Iran really almost controls all of Iraq today, certainly all the Shiite factions, which happen to be more than 60% of the population.
Which, among other things, means a bunch of oil. And just to look at your statement about how we've been knocking off dictatorships, as unsavory as I'm sure many of them were, what little I know, I would not have been happy living there myself. We've been getting rid of dictators ever since Fulgencio Batista was toppled with our aid by Fidel Castro, and that doesn't seem to have worked out very well. 60 years of murderous tyranny there. We've really got a penchant for getting rid of a dictator without having the foggiest idea, seems to me, what comes next. We don't really have a clear mission. We just know that dictators bad, we'll help get rid of them. And too bad if it gets worse, seems to be our attitude.
Right. I agree with you that, it's not, certainly not pleasant living under conditions, for example, similar to what Saddam Hussein was causing in Iraq. And if you ask the average Iraqi living during the time of Saddam, of course it was a time of fear. Of course, if you ever intend on getting involved in politics, you better be doing it very carefully, and you have to know which side you're on. However, I think it's very important to realize that unleashing what has been unleashed after the fall of the regime is much, much worse. Today, no one can travel Iraq without having to watch for 20 or 30 different factions. Which side do you fall on? How will this faction view you? Will they feel that you're pro-American or anti-American? You'll have certain consequences at this checkpoint, other consequences at another checkpoint. I mean, there are people targeted all over Iraq. Among them are, of course, Christians and Yazidis, who are non-Islamic minorities. But everybody else, including Muslims, who happen to be, for example, supportive of the United States, are going to have to watch themselves, you know, where they travel. Now, during the reign of Saddam Hussein, you clearly knew what the rules were, and from one checkpoint to the next, it didn't matter. You know, if you were pro this or pro that, you knew to either stay out or you could go, be inside of Iraq. But today, the way the situation is in Libya, in Iraq, in Syria, and this is, by the way, you know, borders are not walls. Borders are porous, and people are coming out of these countries very traumatized, very vindictive, very bitter, and going into other countries, you know, for example, Turkey, and from Turkey into Europe, and from Europe possibly into the United States. So the violence created and the chaos unleashed in these countries will come back to haunt us one day. I mean, it's sad to say, but I don't think it can be contained. I mean, this violence is very contagious, and the situation created where we're not very careful at which powers come to take power after the main power collapses. I think this either lack of awareness or intended, you know, to try to limit the chaos, I don't think is working. I think
no, I don't think so. Yeah. I'm not sure it's intended to be limited. The more I look at Barack Obama, the more I see a man of dedicated to the left, and among his interests apparently is the destruction of the established order in the Middle East, perhaps because whatever Mubarak's many lists of problems and a few advantages, he was a friend of the United States, at least as right. much as anybody, and that seems to have counted against him. And the same with other rulers in the Middle East. As far as the Obama administration is concerned, if you've been a friend of the United States, you go, and we don't care how virulent is your replacement. And that may explain why they have almost invariably seemed to work for the emplacement, the empowerment of radical Islamist groups throughout the Middle East. It's just uncanny how the administration almost never misses.
Right, right. I absolutely agree with you. I think a very disturbing case is the case of Egypt. You know, I've had to, in immigration court, convince a judge that the Muslim Brotherhood is not a contrary to what this judge thought, and I won't mention her name here, contrary to what she thought is not a a moderate organization. She called the Muslim Brotherhood a moderate organization.
Just and a charitable organization, baking cookies for people to help things along. Well, isn't that sweet? We're talking, obviously, about the chaos in the Middle East, our administration's responsibility for it. Robert DeColaita, standwithrobert.com on Facebook and the web.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You've heard Infidel body armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest is Robert Nicolaita. He's an immigration attorney. Unhappily, he's had a lot of business helping fellow Assyrian Christians who have had a dreadful time getting into the United States as refugees and staying in the United States as refugees. I have read a little bit about one group of Assyrian Christians who I'm not sure what the final resolution was, but were facing deportation from the San Diego area where they were clinging by their fingernails. But golly, if one belongs to a Syrian Muslim group, why, y'all come right on in. We'd love to have you any old place in the United States. This is really perverse.
Important to point something out, Larry. I think a lot of people misperceive the criticisms that we have of Islam as simply, we're saying we are Christian and they are Muslim, and that's just, you know, it's very sectarian, as it were, quote unquote. And it's not. Our issue with Islam is really we are opposed to any movement, any religious movement that transforms itself into a concrete reality where one group can dominate and subjugate and humiliate another group. In other words, we're saying, you know, just because you're Muslim and we happen to be non-Muslims is no reason for you, there's no right for you to subjugate a group of people and to humiliate them and to relegate them to second class simply because they are non-Muslims. This is what we oppose, the political manifestation of Islam. And until we see Muslim activists and Muslim thinkers come and say, you know what, our faith is a faith and we're not going to convert it into something political and something concrete, and we have no right to tell you you are second class. It's just what we believe. I think we have a major issue with people who advocate the Islamic beliefs and the Sharia. And I think it does not belong in any civilized society. And this has to be a debate, a discussion, a dialogue that takes place in the West, certainly not in the East, because it cannot take place, unfortunately. But it has to take place among intellectuals, among people who are capable of receiving criticism and thinking about this. Why are we concerned about Islamic law coming to the United States? Because we say, civilizationally, we cannot accept it. We cannot accept the relegation of a people to second-class status if they are not of a particular religion.
It goes back, and well, one example anyway, it was the judge that you mentioned not too long ago in our conversation, who apparently was just absolutely ignorant of the fundamentals of Islam, probably not aware that if she were in a Muslim country, there'd be no way she would be sitting in judgment over a man on any issue. And that kind of ignorance is pretty dangerous, because she's, in effect, opening the door to a way of thinking, I don't know whether I want to call it a religion, but a way of thinking that is hostile to the basic precepts of the Judeo-Christian roots of America and the civilization that have been produced from those roots.
Absolutely right. This is a very, very important point. A few years ago, I represented a gentleman who is who was a preacher. He was the son of a Muslim cleric who converted to Christianity. So this man who came from Morocco had converted to Christianity, and I wish I could discuss his name. I haven't gotten his permission, but I just want to say that I fought long and hard in immigration court to keep this man in the United States, because he had converted from Islam to Christianity and he was afraid that he would be killed. And the prosecutor in the case sought to have him deported, and thank God the judge understood, sought to have him deported back to Morocco. And when I pointed out that...
That would have been a death sentence.
It would have been a death sentence, because even the king of Morocco is called the Prince of the Believers, which is the title used for the prophet of Islam, the Prince of the Believers. And the constitution of Morocco, of course, advocates Islam as the religion. And there were many cases of people who had converted to Christianity being punished by the government, or being killed by their families, because apostasy is unacceptable in Islam. And here we had this man who was seeking our protection, saying, I have converted, and he had converted many people from Islam to Christianity, saying, I'm afraid to return. And our government, represented by a prosecutor, saying, well, he can avail himself of the protections of the Kingdom of Morocco, and I'm sure they will protect him. And it was, you know, that... I mean, the judge in that case was very intelligent, and he, although this man had been denied before and ordered back to Morocco, we were able to convince the judge that, in fact, according to Islamic rules, this man should have been killed and certainly should have been imprisoned and forced to change his mind and go back to his religion, which is Islam, or to be killed, basically. And nowhere else, I don't think any other religion in the world has this issue. And I think it's an important topic to discuss. This is not about Muslims. It's about people who advocate a certain kind of thinking. So I don't think this is about someone's DNA as much as it is about a viewpoint. And I think our government fails. And in failing to recognize this and in failing to see it, I think our government misses a major point, and it is doing a disservice to people who think this way as well.
There's a fairly widespread ignorance, I think, and it's at least it came to my attention. I'm sure you saw it long before when our President George Bush was intoning that Islam is a religion of peace. And, you know, you don't have to read all that long in the Quran, the Muslim holy book, and you realize this is no religion of peace. This is like a declaration of war on everybody who's not like us. And the order to kill the unbeliever is not just once, but oft repeated in the Quran. There's just no mistaking it that only with an apostate Muslim can you live in peace. If he's a faithful Muslim, watch your back.
Right. This phrase that is used by politicians, you know, and I scratch my head. Like, I don't understand the point of this. You know, in Islamic literature, and not many Americans know this, the world is divided into two parts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in Islamic tradition, it's called Dar al-Islam, which is the zone of Islam, and Dar al-Harb, which means the zone of war. And there are two different rules for the Dar al-Islam, the zone of Islam, and the zone of war. Zone of war is every place else, which is not conquered by Islam. And, you know, unlike any other religion, Islam is very unique in that it sought conquest. Now, people who don't understand or who intentionally choose to twist facts bring in the Crusades all the time into this debate. And they say, you know, well, of course, you know, we all engage in war, and the Crusades are one example. No, the Crusades are not an example of that. When Christianity came to the East, the history of Christianity, well, where it originated from, is a history of martyrdom. Contrary to what a lot of people think, the way that Christianity spread is, if you read the history of the saints of who supported Christianity and apostles, you'll find that a lot of them became victims. They were tortured and they were killed for their faith.
Indeed. Let's come back to that, because I think we need to talk about who was there first, and it certainly was not Dar Islam. Talking with Robert DeColaida. StandWithRobert.com. You can learn a lot about what's going on in Syria and Iraq at that site. Be back. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models, or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Robert DeColaita. He is with StandWithRobert.com. It's on Facebook as well as the web. And what we're talking about really is the plight of one of the original Christian communities in the world, the Assyrian Christians. The fact that most of the rest of the world doesn't seem to give a rip what happens to them. Sometimes it almost looks as if it's even worse than just ignoring them. And we've been talking about the fact that they have been hanging on to an area where, in fact, Christianity originated. We were talking about this generally before the break. Christianity, of course, if you read the Bible, originated in Jerusalem. Christians were first called Christians nearby in Antioch, Syria. So the whole region at one time, by conversion, by peaceful means, was Christian. I don't even know what some of the predecessors were. Some were Jewish, some were this, that, the other thing. I'm sure it was a potpourri of different faiths, a hangover from the Roman and Greek world. But you don't read about conquest to bring Christianity to that part of the world for the first eight centuries. Only when Islam is born, and you talked about the House of Islam. Well, Islam, I guess, if I got it right, to the Muslim means the house of peace. And if one of us is living in that house of peace, it means war against us in order to maintain a Muslim peace. There is no such thing as peaceful coexistence. Maybe tentatively, maybe temporarily, if the numbers aren't there to support a war. But essentially, wherever there are Muslims, we can expect that the time will come when war is unleashed. Look at what's happening today in France, in Germany, probably France too, in Germany, where they've had these rape fugees, as they've been dubbed, where these Muslim men think that blonde women who don't dress this in the standards of Islam are fair game to be raped. And the laws of the land in which they are currently living mean nothing because Islam is superior to every other system of law in the world. What a bunch of guests to have in your country, and the leaders of Western European countries, I guess hopefully with some exceptions, don't seem to get it. Certainly Angela Merkel, the head of Germany, seems to be one of the most clueless people that God ever put on the face of this earth.
And I think she's having second thoughts now.
I hope.
About what she said. Yeah, I think it's a problem that, you know, Gaddafi referred to Europe as another conquest. Of course, this is before he was brought down by Islamic fundamentalists as well. Well, in this time with the help of the United States, very strangely, but and NATO. But he said something very important. He said, we will conquer Europe by not firing a single shot, and that is just to outbreed them, basically. You know,
on our welfare checks. On our welfare checks.
That's right. You know, I wanted to just go back about a point that I had made, and you know, I have advocated for all vulnerable people, whether they're Muslim, Christian, you know, regardless of their religion. But there is absolutely no doubt that the Christians of the East have endured persecution year after year. And if you don't know by listening to what I'm saying, is all you have to do is look at these statistics. What happened to Iraq, which was 90% Christian when the Muslims came in? What happened to Egypt, which was over 90% Christian when the Muslim Arabs came in? And the same with Syria, which was filled with Greeks and Aramaic-speaking Assyrians. What happened to these countries, if not constant degradation, humiliation, the jizya? You know, when we talk about the jizya, not many people understand. This is what I'm talking about when I said to take a religious concept of superiority and to turn it into a concrete form of cruelty, which is to say, you have a choice if you're not going to convert to my religion. And I'm going to give you a choice. It's either going to be death, or it's going to be subjugation, or you're going to have to flee. Now, by subjugation, you and your wages and your family are to be my slaves. And there was a cleric in Egypt talking about this very, I mean, you'd find this shocking, and not many English speakers have access to this. But he talked about the conquest of another people as if it was a duty by God. And this is not the same as crusaders coming in and liberating a city which was Christian before, which was Jerusalem. It's talking about how to conquer and how to subjugate. And this kind of thinking, you know, clearly not all Muslims think this way, but this kind of thinking, which we see manifesting in various countries, and unfortunately, either with our negligence or our assistance in countries like Syria and Iraq, is a very dangerous type of thinking. And it's going to be, as I said, given that borders are porous, it's going to be coming into various Western countries.
And I think we've seen some of that. We mentioned the rape fests that have occurred Germany. And those were not just one-off. They just happened to make into the major media. But this is the kind of thing that's happened, that horrible episode about the rape prisoners in England, where the authorities were just afraid to offend the Muslims involved with their prisoners that they were raping repeatedly because they didn't want to get them all upset. Good grief.
Right.
Mind of a dhimmi, of the Arab word for the second-class citizen under the rule of Islam. And apparently, it's being accepted as a way of thinking in the West without a sword being put to many a throat. People just are already there.
Yeah, I think people should develop a courage of dealing with these things very honestly. And I think we should call a spade a spade. And I think we should say very clearly that, you know, we will not accept this type type of mentality. We will not accept this type of thinking. It's a very dangerous type of thinking unless we are willing to be subjugated. And I think anyone in the language of whether we want to call it politically correct or sensitive language to protect diversity that is willing to accept this idea of giving this ideology of superior people over an inferior people credence, I think we ought to completely reject it and rise against it. And I don't think this is I don't think it's proper for any political leader to excuse it. I mean, I heard one a leader in Germany, I believe it was the mayor of Cologne or some city, say, you know, if you're a woman and you're near Muslims, just walk away or something like that. That's crazy. If it's tell a citizen of a country, you know, walk away, limit your freedom and your liberty, you know, be sensitive to the strange customs of others, I don't think that's fair. I don't think
you know,
it's fair.
There's an example of dealing with this, and nobody hardly, certainly in the state, seems to be aware of it. But in the Sudan, Christians fought back, even to the point of developing their own army in order to develop, to defend Christian churches and civilization. I don't see that same resolve pretty much anywhere else.
Right, right, absolutely. I think that it needs to develop, and I see it, I think, in America much more than in Europe, but certainly, you know, it's mocked as Islamophobia. I think, you know, and I would not, Larry, in all honesty, I wouldn't excuse simply, you know, targeting people because they happen to be a different religion, but I would certainly say that
absolutely,
we have a right, we have the right to discuss, we have the right to dissect these ideas, and we have the right to tell you, you cannot subjugate people on the basis of religion. And if you're
it's not Islamophobia to tell a Muslim, you may not rape our women.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
it's the
I
least,
guess on that low note, we're going to have to end our discussion with Robert DeColaita. StandWithRobert.com on the web, on Facebook. The Assyrian Christians are under attack, folks. You can help even with a few bucks. Please go to one of those sites and stand up and be counted. Thanks so much, Robert.
Thank you, sir.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.